USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The January 6th House Select Committee focused on how former President Trump pressured state officials to overturn results that favored Biden. Three Republican state officials were in the spotlight on Tuesday, including Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who was on the other end of a phone call from Trump asking him to find more votes for him. By the way, Raffensperger said there were no more votes to be found. The committee also heard from Shay Moss, who along with her mother worked the polls 2 years ago and received death threats after Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani accused them of rigging the outcome.
Telling me that, you know, I'll be in jail with my mother and saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
Wall Street began the short trading week on a positive note, the Dow rising 641 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
At a hearing in the Texas Senate, Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, said officers in the Uvalde School District had what they needed to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. He called the department's response to the deadly shooting an abject failure.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
McCraw added that officers would have found the door to the classroom where the shooter was holed up to be unlocked. That's if they had bothered to check it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will support the bipartisan gun safety bill, a package that includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It also includes a provision to close the so-called boyfriend loophole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. Jason Ravensburg has been removed as South Dakota's attorney general. That state Senate convicted him of 2 impeachment counts stemming from a 2020 fatal accident. The Republican has been further barred from holding office in the future. An art exhibit in South Florida will honor the victims of a condo building collapse that occurred 1 year ago.
The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says it's with a heavy heart this installation reminds us that all life is precious. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dow gained 641 points, the NASDAQ up 271 points, the S&P 500 up nearly 90 points when Wall Street closed on Tuesday. We're at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.